Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Tezayin. We are on the last few lines of the second parak as we get into the third parak. So let's get to Tezvav Amabez. We are talking about the sugyas of Mixas and Yom Kikulo and Yom Ze Ole Lakan or Lakan. And we had the Shita of Rav. Rav explained the Mishnah yesterday, describing somebody who accepts a couple of Nazirios, that he's going to be a Nazir for 100 days, he's going to be a Nazir when he has a son, and the overlap, when are you going to allow to count them as both, the days counting for two Nazirios, and when not. Rav made the statement, Yom Shivim Ole Lukan Lukan, which the Gemara ended up saying is against our Mishnah. It seems like it was explaining our Mishnah, but it's against our Mishnah. Rav says that day 70 could count for 2 days, so then the wording of our Mishnah doesn't fit in, because either it should have said including 70 or even past 70 in terms of the overlap. So the Gemara accepted that Rav argues on our Mishnah. But then the Gemara went into, okay, so is there a Tana that Rav could hold like? So Rav, the Gemara would rather not say, if it doesn't have to, Rav Tana Upalig. So is there a Tana that Rav holds like? So we tried to first bring the Tana of Abishaul from Avelus, that we thought that Abishaul counts the 8th day of Avelus on Erev Yontif as both, I'm sorry, the 7th day on the Erev Yontif as both a day of Shiva and a day of Shloshim, and then it would be broken by Yontif. And the Gemara ended up saying, that's true, but maybe that's only by Avelos, which is Darabanan. Tosva says, at least the rest of Avelos is Darabanan, even if the first day is Daraisa. Mashenki, when it comes to Naziris, maybe we'd be more Machmir. Fine. So then Gemara says, maybe Rav holds like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, who says that if there is a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom that has her day of Shmira on Erev Pesach, and they shech the Karban Pesach with her in mind, and then she has a Re'iyah, so it retroactively is undone, her day of Re'iyah, so she's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, that's for sure. But the Chiddush of Rav Yossi is that she does not have to bring Pesach Sheni. So doesn't that show that Erev Pesach can count it as a day of Tara and a day of Tumah? That was the Rias. Then we say, but wait a minute. Fine, Rav could hold like that Rav Yossi, but Rav Yossi himself says in another Brisa that Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, who becomes Tamei, is Metamei Mishkav Umoshav Lemafreya. Anything that she sits on is Tamei retroactively. So a minute, Tamei retroactively, but I thought you split the day according to Rav Yossi. The morning is Tahar, the afternoon is Tamei. So why should you go back Lemafreya? So the Gemara had two deos in Rav Yossi. Either that is a Chumra Durabanan, really midaraisa, you don't go back. Really midaraisa, you split the day. And that's the shita that Rav holds like. Or just midarabanan, we would go back. That's what the Gemara says, Milo Mafreya midarabanan. Right? Because after all, the Gemara says, if it's daraisa, then you should say she's chayavis in Pesach Sheni. Or do we say, second day of the Gemara, really it's daraisa. You go back midaraisa, but she's still patur from Pesach Sheni. Why? That's the chiddush of Karban Pesach, that any tumas of tahom, of totally unexpected, that you wouldn't have known about, so that is allowed, and you don't have to expect that regarding the chiyuv of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That's a chiddush, in that we usually think on the other day, as in Pesachim, it's about the uniqueness of Tumas Meis regarding Pesach Sheni. Other Tumas do not have the same halachas in terms of Tumah Hachar B'tzibur and the like, but the Gemara here at least says maybe that's what Reb Yossi holds. Okay, so now let us continue, 6 lines up from the bottom. And the Gemara says, V'af Reb Oshia, Savar L'mafreya Midrabanan. These are two deyas, and let's say Reb Oshia also holds that the Tumah goes back Midrabanan. The Tumah of this Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom goes back Midrabanan. Ditan, yes, the Braisa says. See on the side, the Gears has changed to Omar Rebbe Oshia. Reb Oshia was an Amora, so usually don't have a Brisa that's quoting an Amora. That's why the Gears has changed. The Tanya Reb Oshia, or the Amar Reb Oshia Amar. And the Bach adds in Zav. Zav haro bishvi'i shelo. As we mentioned, the difference between a Zav and a Zava, so a Zav who is counting Shiva Nekiyam. He's seen twice, and he's counting Shiva Nekiyam on his 7th day, so ser es shelafanav, if he's roa on day 7, so he ruins everything. So ser es shelafanav, and he must start again. V'yamale Reb Yochanan, lo nistar el yomo. And Reb Yochanan says, no, only that day. That day is ruined, but the earlier days were not. So the Gemara says, Manavshach, I don't understand what Rabbi Yochanan Shita is. Right, there's a concept called Shiva Nekiyam. Shiva Nekiyam have to be consecutive. So what does this mean? That day seven is ruined. Isasar, if it undermines, if a re'iyah on the last day undermines, kulusasar, it should undermine the whole counting. Ilo sasar lo nistar velo yoma. And if it does not undermine, then it should not undermine anything. If you want to say mixas yom kakulo or something on the last day, then it shouldn't undermine anything. You had 7 days. So ela ema lo nistar velo yoma. Really, what does it mean? Not Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say Einistar Ella, but must be that we got mixed up with an Aleph and a Vav. It should be Velo Yomo. So it doesn't uproot anything. Why? Because that day that you've already counted part of it as a Yom Naki, so that would be good enough. Later on in the day, okay, that's a new Riyah. That's a new start of a Ziva count, but there was Shiva Nekiyim here. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan was quoted, or was talking to, this was Rav Oshia talking. Rav Oshia was talking, and he adds in, V'amar Lei, Rabbi Yossi, Koi Kavaseich. He tells Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi is like you. Da'amar, Mikano Lahaba, Metame. Who holds, Rabbi Yossi, who we've been talking about, holds that only Mikano Lahaba is their Tumah. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, if I'm Rabbi Yossi, Lamafreyahu da'amar. But didn't Rabbi Yossi say, Lamafreya, right? We just had the Brisa yesterday, that it goes back to Lamafreya. So my Lamafreya, mi Durabanan. So we say, Durabanan, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan also is connecting to that. Just like Rabbi Oshia says that Rabbi Yossi Shita is Lamafreya, mi Durabanan, you know from this conversation, that proves the day that we said yesterday, that Rabbi Yossi is Lamafreya, is mi Durabanan. Stop there for a moment. We talk about Zav and Zava. If you look in the Torah, in Parshas Mitzora, when Zav and Zava are introduced, there's an unusual phrase. Unusual phrase in the beginning of Parak Tezvav, where all of this is introduced after the Parsha of Saras. Says the Torah, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron Leimar. Okay? Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, Dabru b'nei Yisrael va'amartem aleihem. Speak to b'nei Yisrael, and plural, say to them. Usually we have Dabru b'nei Yisrael Leimar. Dabru b'nei Yisrael, Hashem's emphasizing to Moshe and Aaron, say to them, Ish ki yezav mibsaro, zavo tamehu, etc. Ask the Zayim LaTorah, Lo matzinu lashon zuba Torah. Very unusual to have this lashon of speak to Moshe and Aaron, va'amartem aleihem, as if proclaim it, say it out loud. Ubim koma b'leimor, v'lama no markan va'amartem aleihem. Why does it say va'amartem aleihem? Unusual. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, Litzavos al Moshe v'Aaron, to command them specifically, as we get into the discussion of Zav and Zava and Shechazera and all the other Tumas, Sheshneim lo yimnu umi lomar lebnei Yisrael, Dine Tuma Zav is Zava v'nida ula hazir osam alzeh. Don't withhold yourself. Don't prevent yourself from talking all about these dinim. V'lo yochushu ledirve harnir gunim. Don't be choshesh. Don't be concerned with those who come to you and say, and he says the parentheses, Kamoshan regilim l'shmo b'zman hazeh, like we hear b'zman hazeh. How could you talk about these things publicly? Rabbi, aren't you embarrassed? What kind of discussion is this? You're talking about Ziva and Zava and things coming out and Shechva Zera. Isn't that inappropriate to talk about in a public setting? It's just going to lead to inappropriate thoughts. So there are those that say that, you know, you can't talk about these things in this context. Says the Zayin LaTorah, 2 points. Number one, this is all in the context of Ketushah V'Tahara. It's all in the context of Torah. Chalila lahem lahatos aznehem l'divrei shachatz ka'ela. He says, nothing to this. Valeim, no, you can't listen to them. And you know what? Says the Zayin LaTorah, many times, these same people who say, how could you talk about, you know, these types of issues in public? It's inappropriate. But what do they talk about? And what movies do they see? And where do they go? Tirashe mevakrim b'tiatra os. He didn't live so long ago. Ubate sha'ashuim v'shomim sham nivopeh, prutzim v'arayas uprutzos, v'nenim mehem malechafnayim, nachas v'tzchok amargel. All of a sudden, it comes to the base manager, oh, how can you talk about these things in public? Oh, it's inappropriate. This is the best place to talk about it. This context of Kedusha, everything is in the context of Torah. In a way, this is the best way to teach. This is the best way, even sometimes in terms of educating our children, you know, bringing up certain issues that are somewhat delicate in the context of Mishnayos, in the context of Torah, you know, that's the best way to view it. As we mentioned, connecting to the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, quoted in the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, where he talks about Kedusha and Kodesh, Lashon HaKodesh, right? The language of Lashon HaKodesh does not have any specific words, what we would call dirty words, the Rambam says. Nothing. There's no specific word. The Rambam says, what would you, bia? Bia means to enter in, right? There's no specific other word, says the Rambam. Or the Evarim of the Zachar, Evarim of the Nekeva. In Lashon HaKodesh, there is no specific words for that. And it, znus, what does lizno, znus mean? It means to stray. I get stray from, I get lost. I'm zoneme aderech. Right, so all the words, it inherently is Kedusha. Inherently is Kadosh. The Ramban there has a different shot. There they're explaining why the Shekel, Machzis HaShekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh. So relating to that. But this is relating to what Rav Sorotzkin is saying here, that V'amartem Aleihem, in the context of Kedusha, we have to realize, obviously, we have to always be Bikdusha Vitara and be sensitive to how we express something and what we talk about. But the Gemara, the Torah, starts off, and the Gemara does not shy away from talking about many different topics. Because Torah applies all over to every area of our life, and we see it in that way, we should be zochet to get back to the state of Adam and Chava before the Chait. Remember, V'lo Yisposhashu, or the Sfarno there says, right? Every part of the body and every action that they were involved in was Avodas Hashem. So we have to realize that as well. So that's just in two words introducing this discussion in the Torah of Zav and Zava, in the Va'amartem Aleihem. Good, we'll continue a little bit more relating to Zav and Zava, and then we'll finish up the parak. There is a machlokes, again, that has come up in the past, machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim, in terms of counting Ziva and Nida. If you remember the machlokes, most Rishonim, the Ramban, and Rov Rishonim assume, how do I count days of Nida and days of Ziva, Mida or Isa? The first time a woman has a Re'iyah in her life, around 12 years old or so, she becomes a Nida for 7 days. 7 days, and after that, at the end of the days of Nida, she does a Hefsek Tara, doesn't matter what she had during those 7 days, and at the end of those days, she does a Hefsek Tara, if it's clean, so then she is Tahora. After those 7 days, so then she has Yimei Ziva. Any type of Re'iyah during that time is considered a sickness, it's not considered expected. If she has 1 day of Re'iyah, then she needs 1 day of Shimur. If she has 2 days, she needs 1 day of Shimur. If she has 3 days, she becomes a Zava Gedola, and she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim, and she has to check each day, unlike Nida Da'araisa, which has to do no checks during the time, except for the end of the 7 days. But a Zava requires Shiva Nekiyim, and then she has to bring a carbon the next day. Until she gets Shiva Nekiyim, she does not go back to being a Nida. Until she has Shiva Nekiyim, so it can be delayed. If she has a 3 day Re'iyah on day 8, 9, and 10, then it's going to go, Shiva Nekiyim is going to go into the next day. She's not going to become a Nida again until after the Shiva Nekiyim. That is what Rov Rishonim assume. The Rambam does not hold that way. The Rambam, and you have to work out exactly how the Rambam fits in to various Gemaras and Mishnayos, the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Biyah and Perek Vav has a different understanding of the Psukim in the Torah. Different understanding, says the Rambam. Call Yumei Ha'isha, all the days of a woman, Shetikva La Veses, Ad She Tamus, O Ad She Yaker HaVeses, L'Yom Acher, Tispar La'olam Shiva, Shet Mitchilas Yom HaVeses, V'Achareyan Acharasar, Shiva, V'Achareyan Acharasar, V'Tizar B'Minya, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, the Rambam says it's Kavua. 7-11. V'tizayar b'minyan, k'dei sh'teida b'eisha tiradam im b'yimei nida raz o b'yimei ziva. And be very careful, says the Rambam, that you know what's nida, what's ziva. It's very different halachas between nida and ziva. Shekol yameo shel isha kachin, shiva yimei nida, v'yachadas o yimei ziva. Elim kein hefsika haleda. Birth stops it. Okay. Birth stops at 7-11. But other than birth, the Rambam says 7-11, 7-11. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban and Rav Rishonim that say this is wrong. Right? No, a woman, until she finishes counting Shiva Nekiyim, she doesn't come back to the days of Nida. The Rambam's concern of confusion is, of course, what we have Bizman Hazeh. The Chumrah de Rebbe Zeira, quoted in Maseches Brachos, also besides Maseches Nida, the Chumrah of the Rabbi Zeira, that Bizman Azeh, because it's so confusing, is it Nida, is it Ziva, how much did I see, what day is this? So that's why the Chumrah is, even if a woman sees Tipas Tam Kechardal, a tiny little amount of dam, we hold that she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim. Doesn't matter, we don't know what day she's in, Ziva, even if a woman would start keeping track from when she's 12 years old, doesn't matter. Chumra de Rabbi Zeira, that's called a halacha psuka. The three examples in Brachas of something that you could think about that is straight, that is understandable before you daven. We're not supposed to be ma'ayim. We're not supposed to be so in depth in a ksos and nesivis right before davening, because we might not be able to daven because we'll still be focusing on the ksos and the nesivis. Halavai, we should have such problems. But that's the din. But you're allowed to learn straightforward topics right before davening. Halacha psukis. So if you look in Brachas, one of the halacha psukis quoted is this din. Rabbi Zeira, Chumra de Rabbi Zeira of Shiva Nekiyim, but it comes from the din de Araisa between Ziva and Nida, and then the Shiva Nekiyim that Rabbi Zeira quotes, Bizman Hazeh. Finally, the last point to mention, you know what, let's first finish the parak, and then we'll say the last point. Says the Gemara. So what do we say up until now? That Rabbi Yossi is the one that could be the sheet, the Tana, that Rav goes like, that you split the day in half. You split the day in half. So says the Gemara, and it's Machlokas. It's Machlokas, 2 days in the Gemara, whether Rabbi Yossi goes back and is Betame Mishka V'Moshav, Mida Araisa or Mida Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Michti, 1 second, let's think about this sheet of Rabbi Yossi for a minute. Sub Michti, Sabar Mixas Ayam Gakulo. So what do we say? The Rabbi Yossi always holds he can split the day, and the morning part is enough to be a day of Shimur. So, strong question on Rabbi Yossi. Zava Gemura Demaisi Karban Hecha Mishkachasla. Question, comma. How do you ever have a Zava that's Tameya, that has a 3-day Re'iyah? What did we just say? Every time you have a couple hours in the morning, that's enough of a Shimur for the previous day. So how do you ever have 3 consecutive days? It'll always be broken. Every day will be considered a Shimur for the previous day. Kiva Dechazi Bepalga Diyoma. Once she sees half the day, idach palgi diyoma solik leil shimur. What's the language of the Gemara? The second half of the day that she does not see should be enough shimur for the first half of the day. Tosfos says that might be lav dafka. It might mean that, you know, the first half of the next day, you know, is enough shimur for the previous day that was tame. Tosfos has 2 days. Tosfos wonders, could you say mixas yom kakulo at the end of the day, like you could say it at the beginning of the day? Rabbi Yossi says, well, what are we understanding? If she has a Re'i on Tuesday, and then she has a Re'i on Wednesday at 11 o'clock, so the first couple hours of Wednesday was already Shimur for the previous day. The language of the Gemara, though, sounds like, oh, the rest of Tuesday is already enough of a Shimur. But 1 minute, that day was already Tameh. So Tosfos has 2 days right here in the Tosfos Zava, whether you could use the end. Right? We do use Bixel Yom Kukul at the end of a day by Shiva. But again, you can never bring a raya, as the Gemara said to Rabban and Daraisa. Right? If somebody sits Shiva for 5 minutes before Shkia, so that counts as day one. That's already, we count that as day one. Or if a woman has a Re'iya, Bizman Hazeh, a woman has a flow 10 minutes before Shkia, that can already count as day one. Day one of the five, right? Or if it's within Shiva Nekiyim, and she has a Kesen, that she can count that as day one, even though there's only 5 minutes left. So we do have Mixayim Kekulo at the end of the days, but those might be Durabanan context. Here we're trying to think on a Daraisa level. So the Gemara asks, how could you ever have a case of Zava Gedola that is one of the Mechusri Kippurim, right? A woman sees 3 days in a row, she has to wait 7 days and bring a carbon on day eight. How do you ever have that, according to Rabbi Yossi? Aren't the day, the times of Nikki not seeing, doesn't that count? Or doesn't that break it up? So Gemara has two answers. You're right. First day is, the only way she can have Shiva Nekiyim is if there's not a second that she's not having a flow for 3 days. That's the only way you can have it. Number one. The Ibayasema, or it doesn't have to be 3 days straight, it's just got to be at the crucial moments. She sees 2 nights in a row from before Shkia to after Shkia. Iba Yisema, Dechazi, Etzlasa Yomei Shomach L'Shkia Sachama, Delo Have Shaus, that there is no time, Delehevi Salik Leila Minyana, that she could count it towards her minyan. So if she sees on Monday night from before Shkia to after Shkia, so Sunday is day one, Monday is day two, but Monday's already out. And then on Monday night, she sees from before Shkia to after Shkia. So that's Sunday, that's Monday, that's Tuesday. So you're right, in Achinami, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's hard. It's hard to get a Zava Gedola case. It's got to be in one of these two specific cases. There is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Very important Rambam, which we probably haven't mentioned enough, but we'll try to correct that right now. The Rambam says in Mitzvahs Asei Tzadi Vav, Mitzvah number 96. The Rambam, that's the Mitzvah of Tumas Nevela. Tumas Nevela, a carcass of a animal, right? Nevela is an animal that was not shechted. Carcass, let's say, of a kosher animal, right? And a cow dies. So that animal is not only not kosher, right? You're not allowed to eat it because it wasn't shechted, but it's also mitame. Iser of Tumas Nevela. Makes you tame by touching it. Shetzivanu lios kol nogea benevela tame. We are commanded that if somebody touches a nevela, they become tame. Vizmitzvazu kolelos Tumas Nevela v'choldineha. Fine. Not so exciting. Tumas Nevela. But then the Rambam makes this mitzvah exciting. V'anias kora tohak dama. Let me write an introduction. A yisod gadol, says the Rambam about this. Roi shidiskarosa b'chol mashe nizkar mimini atumas. Says the Rambam, I'm about to count many different mitzvahs. We know the Rambam has clusters of mitzvos in Sefer HaMitzvos. He doesn't have it on Seder HaParsha, like the Sefer HaChinuch does. He doesn't have it in the Yoreim has categories. Bein Adam LaMakom, Ra'al HaShamayim V'Ra'al HaBrios, Ra'al HaShamayim V'Lo Ra'al HaBrios. The Rambam also has clusters of mitzvos. So the Rambam here in Sefer HaMitzvos counts 13. 13 out of 613. 13 mitzvahs related to Tumah. There's a mitzvah called Tumas Nevela. There's a mitzvah called Tumas Ochlin Umashkin. Tumas Shmona Shratzim. Tumas Saraas. Tumas Beged of Saraas. He goes through all of them. Bayis HaMenuka. Tumas Zav. Tumas Shechvazera. Tumas Zava. Tumas Mace. All of them are counted as separate mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, what am I doing? Is there a mitzvah to become Tamei? No. Is there a mitzvah to become tahar if I have no interest in walking into the base of Mikdash or eating shum or kachim? No. I can stay tamei for the rest of my life. Says the Rambam, so why am I counting these? Says the Rambam, because that's part of my yesod in minyan mitzvahs. I count what we might say areas of halacha. If something occurs, so this is what you do. This is how you have to be treated. That itself counts as a mitzvah. A mitzvah doesn't mean I am obligated to do something, says the Rambam. Here we go. That which I count all tumas mitzvahs asay. Ein in yano sheniya. The fact that I count it as a mitzvah does not mean ein in yano sheniya chayavin lihi tamei b'tumahahi. Right, I have to become tamei. Tumas devela. V'lo gamkein sheniya anachnu musharin mehi tamei ba. V'tiya mitzvahs losa asay. It's not an asay. It's not a losa asay. Says the Rambam. Amnam. Hayos is tzadivav. Again, tzadivav. Hayos atora omeres, ki mishi yaga bezeh hamin nitma, ozeh adavar yitma, al hatoar kach, lemisha naga bohi mitzvah zaseh. To treat him in that way is a mitzvah. Life is a mitzvah. Doesn't mean that what you have to do. If something happens, it's a mitzvah to be treated in this way. I don't have to, hinni muchen mezuman, kai mitzvah zaseh, shal tumas nevela. I don't need to do that. No, it's just if something occurs, that's it. Kloma shezeh adin shenestavinu bo he mitzvah zaseh vehu amarnu shemishenaga b'kach al torah kach nitma umishenit haya inyan kach lo yitma v'ha'atame ba'atzmo rishus imratza yitame v'imratza lo yitame. You want to become tame? You don't want to become tame? It's up to you, right? What's the case of psikresha in the Gemara? Remember the case of psikresha? You chop off the head of the chicken because you want to get a toy for your child. Psikresha. Okay, so you might be becoming tame there. Are you shechting it? Doesn't sound that way that you're shechting it. You're just cutting off the head to get the head to play with. So you can choose to become tamei, but it's your choice. The Rambam says that is a mitzvah, and the Ramban jumps on the Rambam. The Ramban says here's an easy. Well, the Ramban we know knocks out a certain number of mitzvahs right here. He has 13 out. That the Ramban says these 13 are not mitzvahs, so it's automatically another 13 that the Rambam has to plug in. V'yani says the Ramban im kol ha'arichus divrei harav. With all of his lengthy discussion, that he tries to explain himself. I knock out these 13. There's no such thing. The Rambam said it. It's a rishus. It's not a mitzvah. The ain b'sipurim ahim mitzvah lo b'klalayan v'lo b'pratayan b'shum panim. Nothing. And says the Ramban, And I think the same thing is for the previous mitzvah. Look at mitzvah 95. What's the mitzvah 95? Hafaras nedarim. To be made for a neder. Is there a mitzvah to be made for a neder? So the Rambam counts it as yes. The Rambam says, mitzvah to be made for a neder. Ve'eino inyan, said the Rambam, she'etzivanu ladun ba'faras nedarim. Klomer, ha'tora she'horunu ladun b'dinim ahem. Ve'eino inyan, she'neschayev lo'hafar ha'kalpanim. There's no chiv. Says the Ramban, I don't think it's a mitzvah. Ve'afaras nedarim, she'lo timne, l'fishi shlilus. There's a mitzvah to fulfill your word. There's a losa say to violate your word. But there's no mitzvah of afaras nedarim, says the Ramban. And what's the knockout punch that the Ramban has against the Rambam? What about all the different mumin, all the different blemishes for a Kohen, for a Behema? Rambam, you don't count those as separate. What do you say? There's an iser to bring a carbon with a mum. There's an iser to be makar of a carbon with a mum. There's an iser to do zrikas adam of a carbon with a mum. Do you count all the different mumin? Of course not. So says the Rambam. There's an iser to go into the base of English when you're tameh. There's an iser to eat truma when you're tameh. Is there do you count all the separate tumas? No. So what's the difference? And he leaves it at that. Leaves it at that. So the question is, how can we defend the Rambam? How can we defend the Rambam? What's the difference between Baal Mum, all the different Mumin, the Rambam doesn't count all the different Mumin as separate mitzvahs, so all Tumas is the same thing. You can't be Makar Baal Mum, you can't go into the base of English when you tell me. It's a detail. But it's not a separate din. What's the difference between Baali Mumin and Tumah? Says the Mitzvah Samelech, and again, the next Mishnah coming up, all of it came up earlier in the Masechta, so you don't have to be worried that Be'ez Hashem, but says the Mitzvah Samelech, Rabbi Sementir, the Alke Nira Vedas HaRambam, says the Mitzvah HaMelech, there's a big difference between Tumah and Baal Mum. Baal Mum is a reality, is a physical reality. So physical realities, the Rambam is not going to count that separately. There's an Isser to go into the base of English with a, or be makar of a Baal Mum. All those Mumin, once the Torah says, you're not going to do it with Mumin, so that's all, they're not counted. But Tumah is different. Is Tumah a reality? Hashem created that reality. It's a mitzvah to act based on the reality that Hashem created. That's his suggestion. Shiny dine tumah to call chefsa shalahem shematamin uxeris akasav vein ben mitzias tumah imkain zeg gufa tein matamim utziva yatora v'lachein nimnehim kemitzvus masha'en keim shar dine yatora shem mitzius eino nimne b'fnei atzma el nichlalu b'ikar hamitzvah and therefore shiny mumin de mitzias heim v'lachein ein monin osam b'mitzvus b'fnei atzman rak gufa mitzvah just the mitzvah that Hashem says don't be makriv bali mumin. Mashenkin by Tumah, Hashem made up this whole thing. Hashem made up this whole thing about the existence of Tumah. That the fact that there is Tumah. So that is the Rambam, the Ramban, the Mitzvah HaMelech, and others. There's more to talk about regarding Zava, but let's first do the continue doing the Mishnah. We'll get back to Svira Zava and Eidechanam and Bisurin if there's time. So Ajin Alak Alrei, Nazir, here we go. So as I just mentioned, every section of this Mishnah was already discussed back on Daf Hei. If you remember back on Daf Hei, we had the Mishnah, the four-word Mishnah. Stam Nazirus, Shloshim Yom. If I just say I already Nazir, I become a Nazir for 30 days. And we had a Machlokas there between Rav Masna and Barpada. Is that really true? 30 days or 29 days? So we pask in 30 days based on the Gematria. Yes, 30. Rav Masna, that Barpada says no. It says the word Nazir in some shape or form 29 times in the Parsha of Nazir. So really it's 29 days. And we went through that Mishnah, and we went through this Mishnah. Each section, how does Rav Masna understand it, and how does Barpada understand it? So that's why there is not much commentary here from the Mefarshim in the Mefarish or the Tosos, because we had all of these cases earlier. But now let's do them again. Misha Amahareni Nazir, Megaleach Shloshim, Yom Shloshim, Ve'echad. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir, so let's say that's Rav Masna now, the 30 days. So he brings his gets a haircut and brings his karbanos on day 31. Vim gilach liyom shloshim yatsa. And if he was makaleach on day 30, you're still yotze. You're yotze because of mixas ayam kakulo. Hareini nazir shloshim yom. But if he accepts to be a nazir for 30 days, that and we understand that as 30 complete days, it's not just stam naziris, so then im gilach liyom shloshim lo yatsa. That is no good. Lo yatsa. And we discuss then, what about the one that says 29? Maybe it's a case where he said shleimim, and that's why it's a case of 30, and that's why you have to do it on day 31. But there's an ukimta for every one of those shitos, how each line is worked out. Next. Misha nazar shtei nazirus. If somebody accepts to fulfill two Naziriyos, Megaleach HaZarishona Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad. So he gets a haircut and brings his first set of Karbanos on day 31. And after that, that counts as day 1. Ve'Sashon HaShniyah Yom Shishim Ve'Echad. And then the second Naziris will go on day 61, the Giluach. Ve'im Giluach HaZarishona Yom Shloshim. But if he ended the first one on day 30, which, as we said, B'Dieved he can, Megaleach HaZashniyah Yom Shishim. So then the second one moves up a day 2. Because day 30 is day 1, right? So then he could do it a day earlier. Vim gilach yom shishim chaser echad yasa. But you're allowed to cut corners on both sides, even day 59. Because mixas yom kakulo twice. That was the chiddush of the Mishnah. Vizu edus sheheid Rabbi Papias. Al mi shenazer shtei nazirus. And that was the edus that Rabbi Papias gave. That if somebody accepts for two nazirus, shem gilach chaser rishon, yom shloshim, magaleach hazashniya liyom shishim. If you do day 30, you can do day 60. Vim gilach liyom shishim, chaser echad yatsa. And if you do day 59, one is yotze. Why? Sheyom. The rishonim take out the next word. Yom shloshim ole lo min haminyan. Day 30 could count for the minyan for the previous one and for the next one. That was the mixas ole lekan ulekan. Period. Next case. Misha amar hareini nazir. If somebody says, I'm a nazir, and then tumah gets involved. Nitva yom shloshim soser esakol. If he becomes tamei on day 30, he ruins everything. And again, we worked it out according to each shita. According to the shita that says day 30, you have to have 30 days. So as we said earlier, you didn't have 30 days. According to the one that says 29 days, it must be you wanted 30. So it becomes Tamei, Soser es Hakol. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Einer Soser el Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's not Soser anything, basically. What does Einer Soser el Shiva means? It means you have to wait to become Tahar in order to bring the Karbanos. Right? Even though usually, as we said earlier, a Tamei could be Mishaleach Karbanosav. Even if somebody's Tamei, that he can have his Karbanos sacrificed on his behalf to the Beis HaMikdash, but sometimes there are certain personalities that have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're going to delay it, like a Nazir, like a Mitzora. So that's why he has to wait 7 days to become Tahar from Tumas Meis, and then he can bring his Karbanos. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say that it's not Soser anything? So we mentioned, Mixas Yom Kakulo, you already did, you had the morning, and therefore that is good enough. What about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan don't hold Mixas Yom Kakulo. Everybody holds Mixas Yom Kakulo. So he mentioned that here, you don't take Mixas Yom Kakulo until at least you brought your Karbanos. That's what Tosfos says here. Tosfos says in the Dibur Maskil Rebbe, "V'rabbanon islahu de'lo amrinan mixal yom kakulo elahecha tehevi karbanosa betara biyom lamid diyatsa ki'ilu heviyam biyom lamid ve'echad." If you have to do something today, then we're not going to allow you to say mixal yom kakulo until you do what you have to do. Right? You might say that in the days of a shiva, you know, if you didn't have any nihug of avelus, not a novel yet. Right? Like let's say at the right after the Kvura. Shkia is the second after Kvura. And they don't get to take off their shoes. They don't walk through the Shura. They don't do anything. There's no Niyog of Avelus. So that's an issue. That might not count. Because you don't say Mixas Yom Kakulo Parech Ba'avir. If there's something to do, you got to do it. So here too, the Rabbanan would say, yes, Mixas Yom Kakulo. But after you bring your Karbanos, but Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you don't need that. Next, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. What if somebody says, I'm not a Nazir Stam. He says he's a Nazir 30 days. So then, Nitva Yom Shloshim, Soser Esakol. Then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's Soser everything because you required 30 complete days. Fine. Hareini Nazir Meya Yom. Somebody accepts to be a Nazir for 100 days. Nitma Yom Meya, Soser Esakol. Right, if you tell me on the day 100, it's tough luck, we're sorry, but, you know, it's one has to count again, because you did not fulfill your neder. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soser Ela Shloshim. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're not Soser, except 30. As we will see, a special din, according to Barpada, because the Naziris has been finished, and therefore you only have Shloshim, and according to, let's leave that for now, for a second. But why does Rebbe Eliezer say Shloshim? As we said earlier, really fundamentally you finish, but there's a special Gzeiras HaKasev, Biyom Milos, on the day of Milos, there's a time that you have to accept a Naziris. Nitva Yomea Ve'echad, Soser Shloshim Yom. If you become Tamei on day 101, then Soser Shloshim Yom, even according to the Rabbanan. You're not going to be Soser everything. You're only going to be Soser Shloshim Yom, Gzeira de Rabbanan, says Tosfos. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Eino Soser El Shiva. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, then you're finished. So then you would only be soser shiva to wait for a tahara, to wait to become tahora. There's a fascinating question about both topics that have come up already in today's daf. We have the tahara of a zava, and we have the tahara of somebody who's tamei meis. They both have to wait 7 days. Tamei meis has to be clean from tumah, and he gets sprinkled on day 3 and day 7, and zava. The question is, when you have shiva nekiyim or shiva yemei tahara, is it a process? Is it what we might call poches v'holech? You're intensely tamei at the beginning of that day, and as you go through the days, you become less and less tamei until after day 7, you're totally tahar. Is that how we should understand that, or no? You are tamei until the process is completed. It's not like it goes down. You have to have 7 clean days, and then boom, you become tamei from tamei to tahar, and you might be mechalek between zava and tumas meis. Maybe by zava, the hefsik tara at the beginning of her shiva nekiyim, that changes her chazaka, and now she's poches v'holech. But she ain't tuma, you know, tuma, you're tamei meis until you finish, or the opposite, misvara. Tumas meis, you already see it's getting less. Why? You have paraduma, day 3, day 7, right? And while zava, you didn't do anything. So in lumdis, that's a question. So, my nafkamina is the reshash. The reshash in Chagiga daf chav gimel. All the achronim talk about this reshash. What does the reshash say? What happens, let's say there's a nida, a boel nida, or a boel zava. Somebody lives with a nida or a zava. So they not only is it aser, but they also become tamei. How much do they become tamei? So the Gemara in Nida has a pasuk. The Gemara has a Havamina that says, Yachol Yala L'Ragla. You might think that the Boel Nida, let's say a person lives with a Nida on day 5 of the Nida. So maybe he's only tamei for 2 more days. He's only tamei, just like she's only tamei for 2 days. So he's only tamei for 2 days because he's not more chomer than the source of his tumah. So he's tamei only for 2 days. Kamash V'lam, the Torah says, based on a pasuk, no. Even though she only has 2 days left, he becomes tamei for a week. Right, it becomes or whatever the context is. Right, if it's somebody is becomes tamei. So that is the gzeiras hakasuv that the Gemara says. Says the Rishash. Oh, so the gzeiras hakasuv is only by. Let me find it. I'm sorry. The gzeiras hakasuv is by tumas meis. That's the gzeiras hakasuv. Zava, you don't have a gzeiras hakasuv. I flipped it. Va'ani obati ladim b'davar chadash, says the Rishash. V'hu dimnaga adam okelim b'kelim shenitmu b'meis b'yom azayin shalohem achar hazakodim tfila yalu l'raglam ve'inam tunim rak tfila v'harif shemish kamohem. Let's say I touched somebody who was tamei meis on the last day, says the Rishash. So he should only be tamei for a couple of hours. Ukamochain bechol yom yom arishon ve'elof yushlam tumasam yachad im hakelim shekiblu tumasam mehem shelo yuchamura mimetamam. Why? Because the Gemara in Nida says, I forgot which way I said it. The pasuk is only by zava. Usehi Nida sa'alof. Like I said it originally. I'm sorry. Yachol yala l'ragla vechulu by Nida kamash malah. No, it's full. But by Tumas Meis, says the Rishash, unbelievable Chiddush. You might say that if you touch, become Tumas Meis, or somebody's Tumas Meis, on day 5, you're only Tumas for 2 days. Right? And we don't paskin that way, really. The other Achronim are saying, no, don't say that. But what's the Lamdish question? Lamdish question is, how do you look at it? Do you look at it Poches V'Holech, or do you look at it at one time Tara? Again, the question is by Ziva and by Meis, both topics which came up today. Good. Says the Gemara. Misha Amar Harini Nazir V'Nitva Yom Shloshim Sozer Asakol. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Eino Sozer El Shiva. So we have the Machlokas. When, if you become Tame on day 30, do you ruin everything or only 7? So the Gemara says, as we had this before, Kasav Rebbe Eliezer Kol Acher Malos Shiva Sozer. Rebbe Eliezer says, anything that's after your completion, Shiva Sozer is only Sozer 7, which doesn't really mean any Stira. It just means you have to wait 7 days. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Nitva Yom Shloshim Sozer Asakol. There's no machlokas, because if I say 30, I mean 30 complete. Hareini nazir mea yom benitva yom mea soser asakol. Rebbe Elazar omer ino soser elashloshim. V'chula. Kita havinan ba aliba de barpada verav masna. Like we explained earlier. Very unusual lashon for the Gemara to like refer to itself. You know, a week and a half after it said. Look what we said earlier, like Rav Masna and barpada. So, and relate that to here. Again, Lishna de Nazir Mishuna, not a common way for the Gemara to speak. Period. Next, Misha Nazar Uvu Bebeis Akvaras. Here's the case. What if somebody accepts to be a Nazir, but they're standing in the cemetery? sitting in a cemetery. Or Tosis and the Rush says, what if they're Tamei? I'm Tamei now. I'm already Tamei Mace. So what's the halacha? Afilu hayasham lamid yom. Even if the person is there in the cemetery, he never leaves for 30 days. For 30 days. What's the even? Why 30 days? Says the Meiri. Even though he's been there for a full Nazirus cycle. He's been there for 30 days. So you might say maybe something happens after 30 days. Says the Mishnah, nothing started yet. Ein olin lo min haminyan. It does not count min haminyan. The ein o maybe, carbon tumma. It doesn't have to be a carbon tumma. The carbonus of tumma in the Torah are only if somebody is tahar, and then they become tamei. On us, that becomes tamei. But here not, does not count, the clock does not start. Yotza, the nichnas, but if he goes out, and he comes back in, and the Gemara will say, he goes out, and he becomes tahar. And then on the last day of his tahara, on day 7, after he got sprinkled with the ashes of the paraduma, he comes back in, that day could count. Ola lo min haminyan, umevi carbon tumma. That day could count, he's considered tahar, and then he is as if he became tamei, and he'll have to bring carbonus tumma, and then start it again. Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, no, a little machlokes. If he came in on day 7 of his tara process, that's also no good. Lo bo bayom. Shenemar v'ayamim ha-rishonim yiplu at she'iyu lo yamim rishonim. A chiddush gadol, which we haven't had yet, Rabbi Eliezer holds that karbanas tumah of a nazir require at least 2 days to have been counted already. If only 1 day has been counted, then the whole halachas of carbon tumah of a nazir don't kick in. You have to have at least 2 days that were counted. What happens if on day 2, do you say mixim kakulo? On day 2, that seems it's unclear. Tosfos sounds like that if you even become tamei on the morning of day 2, that's good enough, because you have day 1, and the morning of day 2 counts as the second day. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos gives a different impression, but that is detailed machlokas within Rabbi Elazar. But that's the Mishnah. Itmar, says the Gemara, mi shenazer v'ubeis hakfaris. If somebody, like the case of the Mishnah, if somebody accepts the Zeris and he's in a cemetery, so what's the pashtus of the Mishnah? Nothing started yet. That's the pashtus of the Mishnah. But, machlokes amoraim, Reb Yochanan amar, chiddush gadol, this is not the pshuto shel Mishnah. Naziris chala alav. Some elements of Naziris is chal. Obviously, not the Isra of Tumas Meis, because he is Tamei Meis. But some Naziris is chal. Reish Lakish amar, ain't Naziris chala alav. And Reish Lakish says, no, in Naziris is not chal alav. And the Karen over here says, Reish Lakish says, it's mistaver. It's all a package deal. It's all package deals, so nothing started yet. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Naziris Chal Alav. Rabbi Yochanan said Naziris is Chal. What do you mean? Savar Mitzlah Talya V'kaima. Right? It's like hanging because it wants to be Chal. Kivan the Mishcha Tara Chayla. And once the person becomes Tahar, then the rest of it zaps onto the person and it's Chal. For Yishlokash Amar, no. Ein Naziris Chal Alav. Ihadar V'amar. It's not Chal automatically. And therefore, we haven't said a nafkamina yet. Ah, now the Gemara says a nafkamina. Ihadar va'amar chayla alei. V'ilolo. If he then, after he goes out, he has another acceptance, because the first one didn't work, then it's fine, and if not, not. Meaning, what does the Gemara say explicitly? What's the nafkamina? Do you have to re-accept the Naziris when you go out? Rabbi Yochanan says no. Reish Lakish says yes. That is nafkamina mefurish in the Gemara. The Rishonim do say that Reish Lakish doesn't require a formal acceptance as if he had never said anything before. If you look in the Mefarish on the second wide line, he could just say, I accept what I said in the cemetery. That's all he has to say. That's what the Mefarish says. Avagav delo hadar amar, ani mekabel olay ma shamarti, kshayiti ome besakvaris. Right. As long as he doesn't have to be very explicit. If you look in the other Rishonim say you don't even need a verbal acceptance. Some other Rishonim say maybe you just have to start acting like a Nazir. The Meiri. The Meiri here says if you're Noheg, Yesh Omrim, if you're just starting being Noheg like a Nazir, that itself is an acceptance good enough as well. The Rishon, Tosfos, though, here is another Nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what if you get a haircut while you're still in the cemetery? What if you drink wine while you're still in the cemetery? That's also a nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd get malchus for that. Tosfos says, right, l'chol mili, Dibur Maskil Rabbi Yochanan, v'loke ba'odo sham, atoma im hisri bo latzeis bimenu v'atiglachas v'ashiyaz yayin, u'kishayitain zar lachzor v'lekabal of Naziris. It's both are Gemina, so you get Malkus for those items. That's not in Beferish in the Gemara, but that is what the Rabbi Yochanan says. Weiter, we'll start this now. Eisvi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan has Reish Lakish. What about the Mishnah? Misha Nazar, Vuhubi Beis Akfaras, Afilo Aisham Shloshim Yom, Ein Olam Lomen Aminyan, Ve'eno Maybe Carbon Tumah. So the Rabbi Yochanan is Vedayik. Carbon Tumah Udilo Maisi. So you don't bring a Carbon Tumah. HaMechel Chayle Alei. But isn't the Mishnah Mashma that it is Chau? You just don't bring a Carbon Tumah. Amar Le'er Reish Lakish would say back, no. Eino b'toras tuma, ve'eino b'toras karban. No, he's totally not a nazir. That's what the Mishnah means to say. He doesn't bring a karban tuma because he's not a nazir yet. That's what he means. We'll end with the Rambam. The Rambam here, and this gets into sugyas, but that we'll talk about on tomorrow's daf. The Rambam says in Naziris, in Perek Hey, Halacha Chaf Aleph, the nazir tahar she tame time atzmo. If a nazir tahar makes himself tame, lo ke'af mishum lo sa'achel shama. That we mentioned earlier, back in the beginning of the Masechta. If somebody violates their nazirus, they also violate bal ta'acher because they're delaying bringing their karbanas that was supposed to bring at the beginning of their nazirus. Shari icher nazirus tahar va'asa maisa, and he did an action. And then the Rambam adds, v'chein im nazar bebeis hakfaros lo ke'af mishum bal ta'acher. It doesn't. The Rambam, let's say Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? Doesn't relate to that here. The Rambam says, if you make a naziris in a beis hakfaras, fine, you're not a nazir yet, but you violate bal ta'acher, and you get malchus for that. What's the problem with that? Lav shein bo maisa. You're just standing there. Is not going out of the cemetery enough of a maisa to get malchus? Do you say that it's the original entrance going in? Right? How is that called? The lav she yesh bo maisa. That's the Lech HaMishnah's question. Avagav dinirish yulav she'im ba'maisa farkasvu betosvis in Nazir daf yuzayin tomorrow's daf gabi ilema to have yulav she'ish ba'maisa b'mashe eno yotze misham. So that already brings us, that's from tomorrow's daf. Well, we'll talk more about the definition. How do you define something of zalav she'ish ba'maisa, alav she'ein ba'maisa? Right, this is something that comes up. Again, this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So is there an acceptance if there is no acceptance yet? It kind of like relates to the sugis of ein iser chal iser. What does that mean? Is there no iser chal, or it's like being held in abeyance and waiting to be chal? Or shvua chal al shvua, as we had back in the Durham also. These are all similar types of sugyas. Okay, we will stop here.